I think it says a lot, obviously. You know, we weren't able to get it going, and so just for us to be able to make some plays and still contribute in the passing game and contribute somehow, obviously, that's a positive going forward. But we need to find a way to run the ball regardless of what front we play.
Obviously, you didn't run it real well for the whole game, but you guys were able to run out the clock when you got the ball back with under 4 minutes left, able to run out the clock. You guys haven't always been able to do that. What does that say about this group?
You know, definitely a positive. You know, we want to be able to finish with the ball in our hands. Right there, that's just four-minute situational football. And you know, you got to be able to do those things. That's what good teams do. And so, obviously, I think we just need to kind of run the ball that way. You know, those first three quarters, hopefully improve there.
On that fourth down, though, it seemed like you went back to your bread and butter. And talk about Jack Del Rio's confidence to go to you in that particular spot and how you guys executed there.
Well, I mean, obviously it starts up front, and Jack believed in us that we would get that first down, and you know, we love the call. We love when he puts the ball in our hands, leaves it up to us. As an offense, you have to, especially when the coach believes in you to get it done. And so we were able to convert and get six out of it. Actually, I think if I would have kept my foot, I might have got 6 points out of it. So, but it felt really good.
The other thing that's been a consistent theme with this team is you've played lots of close games and you've won most of them. What does that do to the confidence moving forward, knowing you could be down in an important game and you guys you've done it in the past?
Right. I think when you've been in those situations, and obviously there's no panic at all. We've been in those situations, and so we know how to win, and we continue to find ways to win. But I think we just need to keep improving and getting better, because we haven't yet played as well as we can. And so hopefully we try to extend that cushion that we have and really not be in those close games, because you know, we could do a lot better.
I'm doing a story on Jalen, and to have a guy who was a tryout player to come in here and make the impact that he has. And what have you seen from him in terms of his personality, his work ethic, that makes him fit in and makes him go at this level?
I think he's just a great player, and you know, you can't hide it at whatsoever at this level. And so I think from day one, everyone here in the locker room seen his potential and seen the kind of player that you know, he is, and the things that he's done so far this year. We all seen it in the offseason. We seen it in training camp. And so, you know, I'm extremely happy for him, and love the fact that he's in the running back room again. I try to learn from those guys, him and DeAndre both, and they both been playing extremely well, and we all have been competing because we all want to be on the field.
Speaking of that running back group, Jamaise, where does his speed rank in that in that crew?
So we've been the argument's been going on all year now, and so of course when he break off a big one like that, then you know he's gonna think, okay, he has the upper nod right now. Which so, but I'm still gonna say, look, I'm still the fastest in that room, and in the off season we could really figure it out if they want to. That's if they want to. So.
Does he brag about the fact that he's got the two longest touchdown catches this year in the team?
Nah. Jermaine, he's not the type to brag. Okay. But you know, I'm sure if you had any thought of bringing it up, he's gonna remind you.